True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You're going to think that I'm making this up, but I Googled it.
Well, to be honest, we think most of what you tell us is made up.
Okay. So,
I don't believe anything I hear.
Well, listen, I didn't make this up, all right? 7% of Americans, and these are adults, they believe chocolate milk comes from a brown cow.
I completely believe that's true.
And yeah, they get to vote. That's sad.
Scary, isn't it?
Yep. Now, if you think about that, it's 7%, okay? So if you break down that percentage, hang on to your hat, 7% of American adults is about 17.3 million people believe that the chocolate milk comes from brown cows. So millions of people have somehow made it this far in life without realizing that chocolate flavoring doesn't come with the cow. It's the milk that comes out the cow, not with the chocolate flavoring in it.
I'm a little concerned you're explaining that.
Well, I mean,
and
you
and
do
he
the
votes,
breakdown.
Tom.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be nice though if that were true?
Oh well, sure. Yeah, I reckon so.
Imagine your next road trip. You're like, brown cow, pull over. I'm thirsty.
So the same survey also found that 48% of adults did not know how chocolate milk was made. So that kind of provides, you know, some information on why that 7% out there, that we have that figure. They don't even know how it's made. I'm like, it's made with Nestle's Quick, that little bunny.
It could be Hershey's chocolate.
It could be that
or
way,
Ovaltine.
Too.
It could be Borden.
Ovaltine. All right, that's the grandparents. And then they got that strawberry-flavored. You know what? I got sick on that one time, and I can't have that anymore.
We don't care. No, here's the thing. Strawberry milk should pretty much just have made the people who thought that chocolate milk came from brown cows rethink their position.
Or they looked at it and they were like, maybe it's a sunburnt cow.
Right.
A redheaded cow.
A pink cow.
True. Yeah. Oh,
that's
also true.
The fact there are no pink cows should have made them realize sure. It must be something different.
Yeah. And if milk color is directly dependent on the color of the cow, I mean, wouldn't it be like the... like have like black spots in it, you know, the Jersey cows. It's got the white and the black on them.
Well,
like the Chick-fil-A cows.
Well, yeah. And I can understand you mix the white and black, though, you get chocolate.
Oh, okay.
I think you get gray.
True. Okay. And then I guess condensed milk comes from the very small cows out there. Or
gosh, what's half and half?
Whipped cream comes from the abused cows out there.
Oh, gosh.
They got whoopings. Yeah. Sour cream comes from the bitter, disappointed cows.
So let me ask you guys a favor
here. I also got the powdered milk that comes from the older cows, the granny cows that are out there.
When you hear this and you think that 7% of the people think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows,
yeah,
doesn't that make you feel depressed to know that there are people that dumb out there? And like Cato said, they're voting.
You know what, though? It makes it make more sense because if you've ever been driving and you look around, you're like, who in the world is behind the wheel? How are you driving? Hearing stuff like this, I'm like, yeah, no, that checks.
Yeah,
there are people like that out there.
But doesn't it worry you for humanity's future?
I mean, I'm not. I was gonna say I'm not gonna be here that much longer. Yeah. So,
Tori, you're in your 30s. You've got a long time left.
It makes me feel smart. I'm like, I am not the dumbest. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't make the best grades in school.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No, I feel better about myself.
I can see
this.
His point there.
Yeah. Because did you feel better?
A little bit, yeah. But
I love chocolate milk, though.
That's a real statistic out there. Yeah. So no, Tom, I guess we don't feel as bad about it as you do.
See, I see it, and I think, gosh, there's no hope for humanity. I see people falling for all the AI. We talked about that the other day. And it's like the person, they go and pick up an Amazon package, and as they walk to the car, it explodes in purple and blue, head comes off, and people are like, oh, that's real. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Imagine how many more people we could fake with this if we AI'd chocolate milk coming out of a brown cow.
Okay. We're going to make it worse.
Yeah, watch it burn.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We try to keep up with what people think about the show, what they like that we're doing, the things that they don't want to hear in the mornings. And one thing we have found is that our show has been popular because we do not get into hard politics, or we don't spend a lot of time yelling and at people for like that are different than us.
Oh.
Like we may argue amongst ourselves, but we try to keep things positive. And I think on the show in particular, I'm known for my positivity.
Well, of course, yeah.
And that is why I want to bring this up today.
All right.
Today is World Kindness Day.
Oh.
And if there's anyone here in the room to help with that, I think I can help.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And I want to come up with a few things that you can do today that will help you celebrate World Kindness Day. It's been a thing for almost 30 years now.
I will not throat punch anyone today.
Kato, that's a great start.
See, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very easy to want to throat punch people.
We can at least come together and have one day where we're kind, right? Out of the year.
Shut up. Go ahead.
All right, here are some things that you can do today that will help you celebrate World Kindness Day. Compliment the next three people you talk to.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be a big compliment. Your hair looks good today. Your eyes are very nice. Just something that makes them walk on after they've met with you and feel a little better.
Hawk, try that with Tori.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Your eyes are almost even today.
Oh.
Your eyebrows. Eyebrows, sorry.
Always starting off strong.
Okay, Hawk, you shouldn't participate. Write a heartfelt note to your kid's teacher in school. You know, there's probably, in most cases, a teacher that you appreciate what they've done for your child at some point, something. Write them a short note thanking them for it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even the kid can do that, especially if their grades are lower right now.
Could you say something like, yeah, I appreciate you teaching my child nothing?
Oh.
That's not good, Kato. You sound like Hawk
right now. It's kindness, World Kindness Day.
Okay.
All right, this is going well.
And you know what? Even the worst teachers out there have taught your kids something.
Yeah, teachers are awesome.
Good, Kato. That was very good.
Yeah.
It's a little late, but it was good. All right, say good morning to a random person next to you on the elevator or in the hallway. Now, you should probably be doing that regularly.
But don't it make you mad when you do say, like, hey, how you doing? And nobody responds, or you open the door for someone who doesn't say thank you. Then it just makes you mad the rest of the day.
No. I'm like, okay, you don't know what's going on in their head. Have they belittled you because they didn't say thank you?
Yeah, man, that's rude. It takes 2 seconds to turn around and be like, oh, thank you.
I don't care what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
Just because he didn't say it, though, you don't have to be upset with them. You're the one that did the kindness.
Okay? I've heard that excuse before of like, you don't know what's going on in their day. But the reality is we've all had rough days and we don't treat people poorly. So
no,
that's not really an
excuse.
They just
may have forgot to say thank you.
You get your booty back through this door and
say thank you to me.
I don't know what kind of day I've had. But
okay.
I still was polite enough to say good morning and hold the door open.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
This is going well.
Yeah, it's so kind.
Ways to celebrate World Kindness Day. Pick up litter. If you see a Halloween candy wrapper, just grab it. Even one piece of litter is something.
Mm, that's germy, though. Okay. I don't know who touched it before me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's just a suggestion.
You can use toilet tissue or something to pick it up.
Who has toilet tissue with them when they're out walking around?
You might have a Kleenex or something.
You're the person littering.
No, I'm not. My dog is.
You're supposed to pick that up. Yeah,
it's so gross, though.
Okay. I don't know if I'll get through all these at this point. Say something positive on social media to compete with all the negativity out there.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Just think of something positive in your life or positive about the world and say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Leave a generous tip if you go somewhere.
I always do.
Okay, yeah. I do that too as well, Cato. At least I consider it generous. I mean, I think anything a little over 20% is generous.
Sure, mm-hmm. Correct.
And then finally, text or call a random friend to tell them how awesome they are. A text is doable.
I did this to my sister recently, and she wrote back, "Are you dying?" I was like, "Actually, geez."
Part of my 7-step program, the 12-step program. Oh, wow. Okay. So this did not go at all like I thought it would. I thought we would all come up with positive, uplifting ideas.
Have you heard our show?
I mean, yeah. I just didn't think it would be so negative.
I'm trying to call a friend right now and tell them that I appreciate them.
No one's phone is ringing, so no. I'm confused.
Well, I was hoping mine wouldn't.
I for sure thought it was going to be Tom's.
I did too.
I have my ringer turned off.
I am unable to take your call at this time. Please leave a message and I will get back to you.
Were you in the bathroom?
I did not leave a message.
Maybe.
I know that bathroom echo.
My friend didn't pick up.
See, that's not very kind, is it?
It's not.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, it's time to get revenge on the telemarketers. It's my job to annoy the telemarketers, and I'm gifted at that.
You are. Yeah. You're very gifted at annoying people.
Thank you. Thank you. So on this one, I thought I'd just throw out a bunch of random thoughts just to see how, it goes. He stuck with me for a while, too. Here is your revenge on the telemarketers crank call this morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Yes. Who's calling, please?
I'm the supervisor with Glow Mortgage.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, right now we're calling you from New Delhi, India.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, yeah.
Yeah, I just got back from Florida.
Well, right now you must be so amazed, probably, I think so.
My grandmother told me not to go, but I decided to go anyway.
Oh, you don't like Indians?
No. Told me not to go to Florida.
Not to go to India?
No, not to go to Florida. I just got back from Florida. Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about the property which you have on South Carolina. And the interest you're paying on that one is 8.9. That is fixed for 30 years, right?
I'm probably going to go get my oil changed tomorrow.
Okay. And
that's what I'm thinking.
How long you have been living in this beautiful house?
I was thinking about getting a cat. I don't know.
Not a problem. And you refinanced this mortgage in 4 years back, right?
Something smells funny.
Okay, like if I ask you, when was the last time you refinanced this mortgage? How many years back?
Yeah, Mom said that she didn't think, she didn't know she's going to have people over for Thanksgiving or not.
Okay.
But I think maybe she should.
Well, she's in the mortgage or you are not in the mortgage?
No, she didn't. I didn't know. She said she didn't know if she wanted to have people over for Thanksgiving or not.
Not a problem. At this point of time, we are giving you no cost and no obligatory code. Will it be fine if my loan officer, certified loan officer, calls you within 24 to 48 hours? You can proceed further, refinance. Even we will really appreciate doing business with you. Otherwise, no obligation whatsoever.
I like tacos.
What happened?
I like tacos.
Chocolate?
Tacos.
I didn't get that, sir.
I like tacos.
Tacos?
I like tacos.
I'm not a food supplier. I'm here to fix up an appointment of yours with my certified loan officer. Tell me, are you interested in refinance?
I like tacos.
Tacos, my goodness. And tell me, have you ever been to India?
Taco, no.
Oh, please visit India. It's a beautiful country, you know. Just put $5,000 in your pocket and you can travel throughout the India anyhow.
Did you ever see the movie Forrest Gump?
I saw that movie, but I really didn't get that movie.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Tell me. Okay, what should I say? You seem to be a very interesting person. Have you ever been to India?
Are you inviting me over?
Oh, please do visit India. It's a beautiful country.
I just got back from Florida.
Not Florida.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Florida. I'm talking about India. It's a beautiful country.
Is it somewhere near Pickens?
Okay, I just tell you the difference, right?
Is it near Anderson?
No, it's near Asia.
Spartanburg?
Asia. Yeah, Asia. Like,
oh, Asia.
Hong Kong, China, India, Nepal, Japan.
Taco.
So many countries exist in Asia.
This is long distance.
This Asia is the world's largest continent.
I like tacos.
Please do visit India, okay?
Well, can I stay with you?
Oh, there are so many. Yeah, you can stay with me anytime you want.
I can. How much you charge me to stay there?
Why would I charge anything from you? That would be my privilege that you are going to come down to India and you will stay with me.
I'll stay in your house?
You can stay in my house, not a problem.
What's your name?
Upen Patel.
Bless you.
Okay, you too, sir. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sir?
I think that was one of the nicest telemarketers to invite me all the way over to India.
Aww.
So I've got somewhere to go for Thanksgiving this year, y'all. That's Crank Call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, we're on to you tricks, ladies. I've got some research here. Women, they use this little trick when they want to get their man to do something around the house.
Should you be telling this secret? Because women are going to be mad.
I'm thinking I know what it is, and okay. I wish you wouldn't.
What do you think it is?
Well, I'm not going to be the one to snitch us out.
Okay. A lot of times, a woman will say, we need to do a certain activity or something around the house, meaning that they want you to do it, really.
Oh, that's not the one. I thought you were going to do the whole, like, you position something almost as if it's his idea. So then he's like, you know what? We should do that. And you're like, that is a great idea, honey.
Oh, okay.
Well, you just told the secret.
Sneaky.
Dadgummit.
Like, you know, we need to get some milk. It's like, oh, they're just assigning you that task, really. Because a lot of times you're like, oh, okay, I need to get milk.
I do this, and John caught on, and he eventually said, why don't you just ask me to go get it? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know.
I feel like I've got a better plan. When my wife says we need to get some more milk, I'm like, oh, well, you probably better get that then.
See, I'd be like, well, get some cereal, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Women often use communication styles that imply shared responsibility to encourage cooperation and teamwork in the relationship.
Which, working with a kid.
Yeah, which may lead the man to feeling solely responsible for these certain tasks that she is mentioning. Like, we need to paint this room. And before you know it, the man's up and going, oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess we need to go to a home, store and figure out some kind of paint to paint this room.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when I do this, in his head, he's like, yeah, that's some great idea for down the road. And in my head, I'm like already picking paint.
Yeah, because putting it off is the best way not to have to do it. You're like, yeah, that's a great idea. We'll have to get around to that. And then you just don't ever talk about it again and hope they forget.
I saw a video, and I can't remember exactly, but it's like the woman asked the husband or something like, we need to cut the grass. And he's like, yeah, we'll get to it. He sits down, turns the TV on. Next thing you know, you see her outside the window pushing the lawnmower. It's like she wants it done now.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, they say using inclusive language like we or us, they suggest that a task is a mutual goal as well that benefits both partners when you do that. So you'll hear a lot more we or us to get something done.
Yeah, but if it's like we need to empty the dishwasher and then she glares at you.
Okay.
You're like, I'm feeling this is less of a we and less of a I better get up and do it.
Or it's more like, hey, okay, well come on, let's do it.
Yeah. Because what happens when she says we need to talk? Does that mean you're the one that's supposed to talk?
No, that's when she means she's the one who's going to talk, and you're going to be miserable.
Yeah. Or we need to tidy up the living room can be a way to proposing a joint effort in that, especially if we need to tidy up the living room, and then she goes sits on the couch, that's one thing. But if you are, getting up and you see a little effort, she might pick up one or two things as well with you.
I see we left our socks on the floor again. This is fun. I'm going to start doing this.
Yeah. So I would find ways to exploit this. We left our socks on the floor. I'll be like, yeah, you got to quit doing that.
I'd be like, I got one.
Yeah.
Get over and pick yours up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's an end of an era.
Dun, dun, dun.
The last penny ever minted was minted yesterday.
Ooh.
You know, Trump directed the Treasury Department to stop making pennies because pennies cost more than a penny to produce. Only the government could make something that's worth a penny and spend 3.7 cents doing it.
Yeah.
They literally cost almost four times what they were worth. That is crazy. We should have got rid of them a long time ago.
I agree.
But I'm reading to where, because the penny's not going to be made, the demand for nickels is going to go up, and it costs even more to make a nickel.
Yeah, which is insane. Nickels cost a lot more than a nickel.
Yeah.
So our government, how do you make money that's worth less than what it costs to make?
Yeah.
And how is that even possible? it should cost less than a penny to make a nickel.
So now that we're not making pennies, are they going to be valuable? Because anything that gets discontinued is suddenly of value.
There are bazillions of pennies out there. It will take lifetimes for them to be valuable.
I have a box full.
I have a jar full.
That's probably why they stopped making them, because I've got a lot of them.
Yeah, they're like, we'll just get Cato's and fill it back up.
But people say to go through them because some of the pennies can be worth a lot of money at their certain years.
It's so unlikely.
But I don't have patience.
Well, the time to go through all your pennies and stuff to do that. And when will they? We not see any pennies anymore? Like, I know it'll take a while for them to go up in value, but when will they be out of circulation completely? Will that take 10 years?
It's going to take a lot more than 5.
They've been out of circulation in my life for a very long time.
I've used some just the other day. I pulled through at Hardee's and my bill was $6.04, and I reached down in my little cup holder and pulled out 4 pennies.
I cannot remember the last time I used cash.
Okay.
Like, at all, any version of it.
Well, that is changing, and that will make a difference for sure, because especially Gen Z doesn't touch cash. They consider it almost insulting to use cash.
In some ways, though, it's a good thing if you don't touch cash, because it's got that cold virus on it, and cooties all over your cash. Yeah. Yeah, you think about that.
I don't think, because that's just dumb thinking.
They'll be, you Google that.
I know, but who cares?
I've seen people blow their nose with a dollar bill.
No, you have not.
I've seen people do a lot of things with the dollar bill, but I'm still going to use it when I have it.
Well, some businesses are already starting to round up receipts to the nearest 5 cents, especially if someone's paying in cash.
Yeah.
Now, they could round down, but I imagine few of them will do that because it's to their advantage to round up.
I read an article where Canada got rid of their 1 cent piece years ago, and since then, Canadians have been spending millions and millions more at grocery stores because the prices have been rounded up.
Of course, I mean, yeah, I don't know how much that affects you on an average shopping trip. It might make, you know, a dollar's difference your whole shopping trip, but then you add it times billions of people, it adds up. They say that a lot of these places are going to require exact change, or they'll require you to pay with a credit card or debit card if they don't have the ability to make change. So it is a step towards pushing us towards a cashless society, which not everyone is in favor of. Some people don't like credit cards because they don't like the interest. Some people think it gets people in debt, and some people don't trust banks.
It does get you in debt, because with credit card, you don't see how much money's going out. And like, you're like, oh, well, this coffee was free because I used my credit card, didn't have to use any money. But then you get your credit card bill and statement, and you're like, oh, man, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Now, Katie, you mentioned the nickel. Do you know how much it costs to make a nickel?
It's like, what is it, 13?
13.8 cents.
Oh, my.
That makes the penny look like a bargain.
Yeah.
I'm like, how on earth do they spend almost 15 cents to make a nickel? How do we let the government run anything? I mean, if that's the way they run things?
Probably the Treasury Department's whoever runs that, his friend is the one supplying the metal, and they just jack up the price. Because, you know, it's a buddy system up there. They're patting each other on the back, and they're paying bribes. And
well, it's kind of like when you have, like, a yard sale and stuff. And
he's not wrong.
No, he's not. That's what's so funny about, well, not funny, but sad.
You have a yard sale, and, like, you just put a lot of, you know, money into the yard sale. Like, you want to dress it up and get some chairs out and stuff. And, you know, buy catered cookies and things like that.
Who on earth would do that for a yard sale?
Just saying, people like might, you know, dress it all up.
Well, you want to have the best yard sale in the neighborhood.
Yeah, everybody's judging you.
A jumpy house, hot chocolate.
Well, lose money on the yard sale.
I think they need to look at getting rid of the nickels, too. How much money would that save us in the government every year? I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, it's not going to come back to us. They'll use it on themselves, so.
Yeah, but we're still paying for it. Our taxes go to pay these things.
Well, how much does a dime cost to make? It's like 13 cents as well? At least you're getting closer.
I doubt it. I would think the chances are that we pay more for dimes.
Well, the dimes are the ones that's on a diet anyway. They're the smallest.
I love that you guys are all keep the cash, but then the more you look into how much it costs to make cash, you're like, well, let's get rid of the penny, and the nickel can go too. What about dimes?
But, you know, you don't trust the government, but you're willing to let them go to a cashless society where they have really control over your money.
Yeah.
They already kind of do.
Yeah, they really do.
Not the cash in my pocket, the $5 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Kato's a free man. Well,
I got no control over my $5.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Have you seen this? iPhone has come out with a brand new iPhone Pocket. It's a, I guess, purse-looking-like thing.
It's a sock.
For your iPhone that looks like a sock. Tom's right. It costs $230. I got a picture of it just for the class right now. That's what it's a short strap and a long strap. Comes in a variety of colors. Looks like the colors of the rainbow, Roy G. Biv. And then with two bonus colors, brown and black.
I believe it's designed by Issey Miyake. Is that how you say it?
I don't know what you're asking me.
They're saying it uses the knit style that this designer used to use. He's dead now, but his company still lives on. And the idea of paying $229?
Yeah, something like that.
Dollars for what's basically a stretchy knit fabric that goes around your shoulder and holds your iPhone. And looks like you're carrying a little purse thing.
That's what it is. It's like, you know, it's almost like your grandmother knitted that for you. You could save a lot of money just have granny knit that for you. Knit one, purl two.
Well, that style is popular. It's basically just like a phone satchel. It just holds your phone. But iPhone overpricing things that really aren't worth it, that's kind of their MO.
Well, it's a sock with a little bitty strap on it.
Well, you're going to be able to buy knockoffs of this at Target for $29 soon.
I better not ever see anybody wear that. I will not be friends with anyone who wears this around their neck.
You can get one at the Jockey Lot for 2 for $10.
That's the Kawasaki brand.
Yeah.
And but, you're joking about knitting, but there will be, they'll have the patterns online.
Yeah.
And there will be grandparents that will knit these for their kids. And their kids will be like, oh, I'm not doing that one. It's not the real thing.
Yep. It's not got the symbol.
I want the $229 one.
Yeah, iPhone Pocket, the short strap design retails for $149.95. Long straps, they can go like almost like a purse around your shoulder and all the way to your hip, goes for $229.95.
Yeah, well, who would want the short one? it's really crazy because we have people who are talking about food prices at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. I'm like, I go there and I freak out at what groceries cost.
Right.
And then to sell something like this for $229, that is just almost offensive.
Yeah, but those of us who are complaining about the grocery costs, we're not going to buy it for ourselves. But you got to think, they launched this right before the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
They know kids are going to want it, and that's who they're marketing this for.
I mean, honestly, you could just tie a tube sock around your belt. It'd be the same thing. Now, you'd have to untie it and get your phone out if it rings.
That'd okay, so less, this is a convenient. Great learning experience or teaching experience for your kids. If you got a kid that wants a $230 sock to carry their phone in, this is when you say, listen, I respect that you like this and want this, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to earn it. You can go, you can work a job, you can do chores, you can earn the money to buy it, and then decide whether it's worth $229 to you.
Is that not the absolute truth? When I was a teenager, I was like, this is fine, it's no big deal. Now that it's my money and I understand, I'm like, you know what, this off-brand chicken, it's a little chickeny, but I'm going to buy it anyway because it's chicken-y. Less money.
Yeah. I love it.
Where are you getting your chicken? I don't trust it. I won't eat at your house.
I think you should sell chicken as a brand name called Chickeny Chicken.
Yeah.
It's too chickeny.
Well, good thing is our production team, we got them together to help with a jingle for the new iPhone Pocket. Here it is.
Introducing the future of holding stuff. the iPhone pocket. Believe what you heard. The iPhone pocket, it's a sock for nerds. From the visionary mind of a piece of cloth to $130 you can stretch and wash. The iPhone pocket, so soft and woven, it's just what you need. The iPhone pocket, Apple is truly redefining greed.
Yep.
Honestly, I think they missed some opportunities. They should have had several different sizes for the different size phones they sell. They should have had the mini pocket, the max pocket, all, and then they could have even ramped up more money.
They could have had the iPad pocket. I mean, that's a big old sock right there.
Yeah, that would probably cost $300 and something.
Yeah. I got to thank the Hawk and Tom production team for putting that one together. I think that might help sales this season.
That's the funny thing is all of us talking about it. Yeah. What do you bet they sell like crazy?
You know, it's funny. I was going to post it on social media, and I said, no, I'm not going to give them any upper hands.
Oh, you got to do it because people got to see what we're talking about it.
Go ahead and post it.
I'll post it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Some of you out there have jobs that you may be embarrassed to admit because there are some jobs that we automatically think the worst about a person. There are jobs that are often unfairly villainized.
Uh-uh.
I'll give you some examples, and I don't know if all of these are unfair or not, but you can decide yourself.
Okay.
Defense attorneys. You see defense attorneys defending some of the most horrible people who've committed the most horrible crimes. And for a lot of people, they think that that makes them a bad person. But the truth is, we have to have attorneys to defend people, and we have to have attorneys to prosecute people. And you have to have someone doing that job.
Yeah.
But it is very hard to understand how someone sits there with someone that they know has committed murder and still tries to get them off of that charge.
Especially if they admit to their attorney, which their attorney can't say anything. So now you know that they did it and you're trying to get them off, and it's...
I don't know how that works. I don't know if an attorney can say, I can't take this case anymore because of what I know or not.
I don't know.
But I mean, we've seen cases where stuff's on video. You know what happened. So now they're just trying to find a way to say, well, he was not in his right mind, or he's insane, so he can't be held for this. And you wonder, how do you feel good about yourself doing that?
Or sometimes maybe they're just trying to plead a better deal. Like, let's not give him life. Let's just give him 30 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is one career that sometimes gets a bad rap. Mm-hmm. Customer service reps get a bad rap.
What customer service reps?
Well, like, let's say you're going somewhere to return something. That person's there. A lot of times they are following a script that the company has given them. And it's not that they don't want to help you. It's that their job is to not help you. And they aren't really given a choice.
And even when you try to call now, it's like, hey, you'll get faster service if you do the chat thing on the side. It's like, I don't want to type right now. I want to talk to somebody and complain.
Because it's hard to explain your situation in
sometimes.
Text.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
My wife was calling CVS to try to ask a question about when we had started on a certain medication.
Yeah.
You cannot get a person.
Uh-uh.
It's impossible. Now, to their credit, and I'm going to give them props on this, we had to leave a message, and they said they would call back hopefully within an hour. And they actually called back pretty quickly. But there is no way, at least not on the CVS we called, to actually, you can say, talk to a pharmacist or a real person or press zero. None of that gets you to a real person.
Yeah, but the thing is, when they do call you back, I've already forgotten why I called, or I'm in the middle of something and now I can't talk.
Yeah.
Or it's a number I don't know and I don't answer it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, teachers get a bad rap sometimes. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of parents out there who think they have a perfect angel of a kid, and their kid is not, and it's not the teacher, it's your kid.
Yeah.
Now, there are exceptions, but the vast majority of teachers got into that profession because they wanted to help kids,
yes,
and they wanted to teach. Also, tax collectors. Now, I don't ever really run into one in person, but when you pay your tax bill and you're frustrated with it, if you ever have to call and talk to them, you take it out on them when in reality, they're just doing what the people above them voted or elected officials made the actual taxes. It's not them.
Even the people that prepare your taxes, like, you know, some years, you know, you get a big amount back, and you're like, oh, they are so good. Let me take you out and get you something. And then there's a year where you got to pay, and you're like, I can't believe I'm going to get somebody else to do my taxes.
Well, I mean,
it's your fault.
I've never had to pay, so.
You've never had to pay?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Get caught off guard. Okay, they say the parking enforcement people, that meter maid is writing you a ticket whenever you come running out a few minutes late. It ain't their fault. That's what they're paid to do.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's worth just paying the ticket than trying to find a parking space.
That's pretty funny.
I've done that before. I've met friends at Lazy Goat, and you can't find parking over there. And I just park in an hour parking lot. After an hour, we go around downtown. I'll pay the ticket.
Have you parked before? And then because it's close to the venue or the, you know, rest.
Yep.
And then you go walking, and you see the lady, the meter maid lady, coming in her little big cart. And you're like, oh, man. And then you got to go change your car or change your parking place.
Take off running.
They say real estate agents sometimes get a bad rap because you see a pretty good check going to them, but you don't realize how much legwork there is involved and how much they're doing behind the scenes for you. Mm-hmm. So, and there are cases sometimes where you have a really easy situation and you feel like it's a lot for what you're getting. But there's also the times when they work super hard and don't get as much as they should for those. So it kind of balances out.
Especially when they're spending like Sundays doing open house on your house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. And then HR workers.
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing. Your HR person is just the manager's scapegoat. The boss is the guy doing it. They're just the person who gets to be the bearer of bad news in a lot of cases.
But aren't they supposed to be kind of overlooking the actual boss?
I don't know how. I don't know if they, I think they work for him too.
I don't know.
But
yeah, that's kind of, well, they kind of work for the company.
Yeah.
Unless the boss is the owner too.
I feel like HR is still working. You know, they're doing a lot of the dirty work for the person who's in charge.
Right.
They're the ones who may have to call you in and reprimand you or whatever. But it's not them that originally started in many cases. But, I mean, it's easy to pick on them because they're the ones you're usually interacting with in a negative way. So it makes them look bad.
HR stands for hide and run, right? Where's that HR person?
Well, those are some things you ought to consider. They did put a kind of a honorable mention for sanitation workers, because a lot of people judge them and they say, oh, the closer it is to being to a dirty job like that, the easier it is to be stigmatized. But I appreciate our sanitation workers very much.
I got one for you. How about insurance people? You got to pay the insurance, and people don't like to pay that insurance, but it comes in handy when you have that car wreck, don't it?
I was going to say, I don't have a problem. My insurance agent is awesome. Joan Heights takes good care of me. But I've never had a, I mean, you just pay a bill to a company. I don't really consider
the
agent.
But you're paying all that time or for even, you know, your health insurance, and it goes up every year.
But that's not a person. Like, there's no person.
It's fine.
Who do you get mad at for that?
Right now.
I'm not mad. I just don't know. It's like, it's not like you go to that person and get mad at them. You're just frustrated with the company. You're paying those bills all the time.
Yeah.
But when you call them and you need some help with something, they're your best friend then.
Yeah. It's true.
So I would say.
Didn't mean to throw things off.
we would need to make sure we don't judge the wrong person for a lot of this stuff.
Because how about your hairdresser when they make a bad haircut?
That would be something I would be upset with. But then I think they actually deserve it.
But you don't know what kind of day they're having.
Yeah,
you're going to have a bad one now, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Tom, you think as you get older, I know you don't exercise now, but you think you will ever gravitate toward exercising, especially when you become maybe a grandparent?
I hope not. I mean, I don't like exercise.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to do it and it's supposed to be good for me.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you think about what you get from exercise is maybe an extra 5 or 10 years at the worst time of your life versus all of the time you got while you were younger that you didn't have to exercise.
And that, what are the percentages of people that are jogging that drop dead?
I don't know, but
I think they're high.
Okay, well, I don't know if there's any evidence to support that, but I'm not risking it.
I have Googled this. 1 in 3 Americans still exercising after the age 75.
Wow.
So you got some 75-year-olds or older in the gym.
Well, I was going to say, what do they call exercising? Is it mall walking or is it going to the gym and actually lifting weights?
Well, they don't lift weights. My mom goes 3 times a week to Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And she gets on the treadmills. I'm not sure what all she does. She's been trying to talk me into going with her for months.
And does she run on the treadmill or does she walk fast?
I don't think
fast?
She runs. She's 79.
Okay, so that's,
She's getting something. She's getting more exercise than I am.
I will say, a few years ago, I did a turkey trot, and people much older than me were flying by me.
What's a turkey trot?
It's like a Thanksgiving 5K.
It's where you run after you have turkey.
Oh, yeah. That just didn't sit well with me.
But 75 and older exercise. And then, of course, a lot of the assisted living places, they try to have, like, exercise classes, even if they're just sitting in their chair raising their arms or hands or dancing. A lot of times they'll go sing, and the older people will dance to get some exercise.
And that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like the water aerobics, the jazzercise with the older people, that's my vibe. That's where I want
to
be.
I would like to be rich enough that someone exercises for me. I lay there, and they just lift my arms up and down and my legs up and down.
It'll be the hospital. It'll be nurses.
Okay. But, you know, there's some places like overseas, they're developing playgrounds for senior citizens now.
Fun.
So, they got the special equipment for the old folks out there.
I'm just imagining you go down that slide and get electrocuted.
I'm thinking about the merry-go-round thing, the spin wheel. And you got them old people, and you start getting it fast, and they're hanging on.
Yeah, but the slide's going to be like a defibrillator for them.
Oh, well, they couldn't go down it if you have a pacemaker.
Yeah. Could you imagine Grandpa going, "Hey, Thelma, meet me at the monkey bars this afternoon at recess." I mean, how they do monkey bars.
Trying to think. Maybe it's got a lift.
Yeah.
Like you have on your steps at home.
Are the monkey bars wheelchair accessible?
Yeah, they're not actually up off the ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not making fun.
Or then you got Grandpa and Grandma, they're out there on the swings, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not one of those, you know, the kid swings. It's that old folks swing.
Well, it's still the kind where you put your legs through.
Yeah.
So it sits them up.
What?
Put your legs through. You know, the little infant baby ones. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No.
Don't try to get one of those. It's hard to get back out of
it. My thigh wouldn't even fit.
Have you ever done that? No, you got, because I've done that with my kids' equipment before.
No, I don't want to break it.
Yeah. Just tried to sit in one of those. Yeah. But anyway, older people, over 75, exercising now. Here's a sign you're too old to exercise. If you arrive at Gold's Gyms and the employees cover up the G. Yeah.
They should make that. Old's Gym.
Yeah. That is. Do you get a senior discount?
Or if you get winded pulling the lid off your tapioca pudding container. That's a sign you're a little bit too old to exercise.
Tori was saying she got winded going up the stairs the other day.
Yeah.
Honestly, sometimes opening the pickle jar, I need to take a rest.
Does your house have stairs?
Yeah.
So that's the thing that keeps me from just totally dying, I think, is I have to go upstairs.
Okay.
So that's like my exercise. It's going up and down the stairs, taking care of the dogs, you know, letting them out.
And those stairs, they're a lot.
They are. I counted mine. There's 17 of them.
I don't know how many there are, but I think one more might put me in the grave.
Yeah.
You need to have a calorie counter on your stairs at the top of them.
You don't count steps when you walk up them.
No, I'm too busy trying to breathe.
It's a habit for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, there's 22 coming up to the...
And I do it also because this goes back to when I was in high school and I would sneak out and stuff late at night. And so you'd be in the dark. You'd have to count your steps on the way up to know when you got to the top.
Let me ask this. Is the top step technically the floor? But is that considered a step even though it's the floor of the second floor?
I count it as a step.
I do too because I had to step up it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always bad at math. I've tried to count mine before. I still don't know. And I've lived in that house for 7 years.
I don't know if counting is math. I mean, you're not adding or subtracting. You're just counting.
Okay.
No. With the sneaking out, though, when I was a teenager, I did know how many. There were 15 because that last one always creaked.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I know the 14th, and then you hop down over the last one.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.